The example of all the men whom God has used greatly teaches us that a key to their effectiveness was their consistent prayer life. Do you wish to be a vibrant Christian through whom the glory of God is manifest to all who see you? You can. You can because God put that holy ambition in your heart and gave you spiritual principles which show you how. You can find three of those principles in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, which may be translated in these words: in hope, rejoicing; in tribulation, enduring; in prayer, continuing steadfast. If you wish to be a vibrant Christian, follow these three guidelines. 1, be full of joy because of your hope. 2, be faithful to Christ even in trials. And 3, keep on praying under all circumstances. Perhaps at no point does the believer fail to live up to his privileges as a child of God so much as in the privilege of prayer. Over and again, God invites us to pray, promises to answer prayer, rebukes us for not praying, and encourages us to pray more. The admonition to pray without ceasing is very appropriate in a discussion of how to live the abundant life in Christ. Prayer is the key to a dynamic Christian life. God's commands to us to be people of prayer are repeated and definite. Listen, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Not only is the Christian taught to pray, he is taught to pray constantly. There never comes a time when the Christian should not be a person of prayer. Jesus taught the same. On one occasion, he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now that parable presented the Heavenly Father as always ready to hear an answer without delay. Oh, what an encouragement to you and me to pray. The principle expressed in the Old Testament and expanded by Jesus is also enunciated by the Apostle Paul. He wrote, pray without ceasing. That means pray constantly. Pray perseveringly. Be unceasing in prayer. Never give up praying. In the face of doubt, discouragement, or delay, one might be tempted to cease to pray, but God commands us to be diligent in prayer. Philippians 4:6 reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I like this paraphrase of the verse. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. Now that's the way to keep the glow of victory in your life. Never neglect prayer. The Bible is full of examples of believing men and women who prayed persistently and received their requests from God. James wrote of Elijah's prayer in these words. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You see, it's right for Christians to pray about the weather. In Ephesians 1:16, the Apostle Paul reminded them that he did not cease to give thanks to God for them, making mention of them in his prayers. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, he spoke of thanking God every time he thought about the Christians in Philippi and making requests for them in every prayer. Acts 12 recounts how the church prayed without ceasing for Simon Peter while he was imprisoned in Jerusalem and how the angel of the Lord delivered him. It is right for Christians to pray for one another. The example of all the men whom God has used greatly teaches us that a key to their effectiveness was their consistent prayer life. Daniel was a man of prayer, kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. The psalmist David reminded God, Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I've stretched out my hands to thee. See, there was a consistency about the life. The psalmist, like Daniel, had 3 periods of prayer every day, evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. If your life lacks vitality, here may be the key. Every person who has power with God is a person of prayer. Now, special promises attend a consistent prayer life. Listen to God's words in Proverbs 8, 34, 35. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Would you know the blessing of God? Then wait upon Him each day. Set a private time when you will have opportunity for meditation, Bible reading, and spoken petition. Apart from a daily prayer time, you can have no assurance of God's promises or victory in your personal life. Does someone say, "But I don't know how to pray"? Well, you're not alone. No one knows how to unless he is taught. John the Baptist found it necessary to teach his disciples to pray. The disciples of Jesus came to him with the request, "Lord, teach us to pray," as John also taught his disciples. And Jesus responded by giving the model prayer and setting forth several principles which are required for effective prayer. But do not wait until you're sure you can pray effectively before you attempt to pray. Like the parent listens with delight to the sounds of a child learning to talk, so God will delight in your prayers, even though they may be feeble. And better yet, God will teach you personally so that you may pray effectively. Claim the promise of Romans 8, 26 and 27. The Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now you will notice that there are two areas where we're limited. We do not know what to ask, and we do not know how to ask. And it is in these two areas that the Holy Spirit helps us in our limitations. What we cannot do, He does. What we do not know, He knows. And He supports us in our weakness and makes our prayers effective before God. The privilege of prayer was presented to Christians by Jesus Himself, saying, "Hereto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." No wonder the Apostle Paul expressed the desire, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Any place is the place of prayer. Where you are right now can be a holy altar before God if you reach out to Him in faith and commune with Him in prayer. He is ready to hear, to forgive, to strengthen, to help, whatever your need. He invites, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now let us return to our theme. How can you know the glow of a vibrant and dynamic spiritual life? The Scripture says, live a life of prayer. Blessed Father, thank you for the opportunity of talking with you personally through prayer. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for Jesus, by whom we come, and for the Holy Spirit who helps us in our praying. We commit ourselves to rejoice in hope, to endure in tribulation, and to continue instant, unceasingly in prayer, in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen.